Want to roll dice with your favorite Bad GM? Check out starplaying.games and search for Bad GM Dan. You can join me for some Warhammer Fantasy roleplay, possibly some Pathfinder 2nd Edition, Starfinder 2nd Edition, maybe even some Marvel Multiverse RPG. You know, just like any RPG, the limit is only your imagination. Check out startplaying.games to book me however you want, or join a game that I'm already running. I hope to see you there, and we'll roll some dice together.
The Professional Casual Network has gear. If you're looking to get some sweet merch from Beards, Ears, and Skulls, Grim Podcast, A Perilous Adventure, Arachne, and Infinity Podcast, or a whole lot more, you can check out streamlabs.com/professionalcasualnetwork1/merch. Also, don't go to Built Bar anymore. They're not a sponsor, and they're dead to us, so head over to monumenthobbies.com and use code PROFESSIONALCASUAL at checkout for 5% off every single order you possibly, you know, like, order for, like, paints and board games and stuff. Right? Thanks!
The podcast you're about to listen to is part of the Professional Casual Network. To find more podcasts like this, please visit professionalcasual.com.
Who doesn't love Dolly Parton?
For real, she's a national treasure.
Jolene doesn't like her.
Jolene. 319. Sorry, I sang over you, Ben. What was that?
I thought Brendan Fraser was a national treasure.
You could have multiple national treasures.
He was a blast from the past.
You sure it wasn't Monkey Bone?
It was Monkey Bone the whole time!
He's as big as the whale!
That movie was so great.
It was fantastic.
Monkey Bone? I agree.
No! I haven't seen that. I bet it's fun.
We have a VHS copy at work if you would like to borrow it. VHS player too? Got you covered.
I wonder if the TV would have the right inputs. All
to hook it up to our TV? Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Actually, probably does have the video, like the red, white, yellow.
Our TV?
Yeah.
I'm sure it does.
Probably, yeah.
If not, we have VCR hands or converter. So you can plug it into the cable.
Remember back in the day when you had to plug in like your Nintendo to the RF switch and then you had to literally switch the thing to go from that input from cable?
Mm-hmm. Easy,
crazy.
No, the RF switch allowed you to choose between channel 3 or 4. You didn't turn it on or off.
What?
That was the setting on the regular Nintendo.
I didn't say it turned it on. You had to turn Nintendo on separately, but like...
Yeah.
To allow that picture onto the screen.
No, and you turned it on and the power through the RF switch would just overwrite the coaxial.
Remember the days in which you just would channel surf and like every so often you'd be like, nothing's on. I guess I'll go to the like multiple hundred level channels. And that's when you discover softcore porn.
No.
Thinking more like
softcore porn was only on channel 56 from 8:59 to 9:01 and it was super scrambled and that's all you got.
Wow.
You get what you get and you don't get upset.
That's right.
We're definitely not upset when people go to patreon.com/professionalcasual. Sign up at any tier is super appreciated. You know, we love all of our patrons. A special big shout out to our King Ding Doppeldongers, X-Paxis, Iron Maze, Tau, Enmity, Bangarang, and the Scanner Man. And our professional cake sitters, Dagna, Briar Mage, Cider Drinker, Kilted Sparky, Quacku, Random Guy, Cliff Jumper, Velicenda, Pagan Prince, David, Handsome Andy, Chris Dillard, Cord, Dravix, Cottonmouth, and Tony. Tony M.
I wonder how hot.
The way you said those names made it sound like Cottonmouth Tony.
Cottonmouth?
Was a single name.
Well, the single name is Cottonmouth MCR, but I cut that part out because Tim's going to make a joke.
It is now Cottonmouth Tony.
What joke would I possibly make?
I have no idea. We'll never find out because we're going to move on to something else now. I don't have any new reviews or anything like that, so I don't.
Oh, you want a voicemail?
Yes. Sure. Hey, we didn't do it last time.
Mail
there
by
was a
voice.
Cake last time, though.
Do I have one? It's a great question, Danny. Let's find out.
Let's find out.
We don't have a voicemail, I don't think.
Do we have one for Elite 8?
Wow.
We have a text for Elite 8.
Really?
Yes.
How old is it?
It is from yesterday at 11:49 a.m.
Who's it from?
I don't know, but they have sent us a whole bunch of pictures of their cats before.
Oh, that's nice.
And it says 5-star review for Elite 8 Showdown.
Yesterday?
Yes. Yes. Just kidding. I've been wondering, what kind of character would everyone hope to play next should their current one die? And then more obligatory cat picks for Dan.
That's actually a pretty good question.
Oh my god. I wonder if that's Leroy. Oh,
they're so cute.
I know Leroy is a handful of cats.
It's definitely a handful of cats. And Dice Trace.
Nice. I think Jess and I probably could conjure up answers for characters we want to play because I have been forced through multiple deaths that don't happen to other player characters to contend with this issue on a regular basis. And meanwhile, Jess is Green Warden. Shall we say, frictions.
I would not have to make a backup character as he's currently with us. His name is Bors.
Not Shasta?
I was thinking that if I wanted to do another character, I would want to do something with the religion angle.
Yeah, same. Mm. I would love to be a priest of Renald. And there just happens to be one right with us.
Blessings. First one to die gets to do it. The count was on. I sort of feel like if I was going to make another character, it would be someone not highbrow. The rest of you all have like status. Even Green Warden has some sort of.
I'm bronze three.
Pride.
Mina kind of face planted into status. That wasn't really.
Yeah, that was an accident.
All right, maybe.
If anything, it's because Webby pushed her onto a pedestal so that he could bask in her reflected light.
Yep. So you were thinking someone with like nobility or like the lack of?
No, like utter lack of. Mm. Like so.
Dirt farmer stuff.
Yeah, so dirt farmer esque. You'd be like. Like dumber than Lucky Dumb.
Dung collector.
Lucky's very smart.
Green Warden convinced him that fish eat hooks. So.
Prove me that that doesn't happen. Fish eat hooks. That's how they get caught.
That doesn't happen.
I have looked around a couple times at potential alternates should anything happen to Mina. Because I don't want her just to straight up die. I couldn't handle that. I would want to retire her and then play something else. And I told Dan, like, I don't really want to play another, like, combat-heavy character, but I really kind of love it because I like being effective, and I feel like in real life I'm not smart enough to play a smart character. So, like, I'll just go with what I know. So I've looked at, like, Road Warden or River Warden or Bounty Hunter, like something like
that.
What
if we just retired Green Warden and Mina together and came in as characters who actually knew each other?
Yeah.
And like built characters meant to be like, all right, Shield Wall.
Yeah.
Bitch.
I don't know if...
You could handle that?
If a game would survive with characters that are competent working with each other. I think that's against the brand.
That's what suffer.
Yeah.
But I have always said I never want to play a magic user. That's, again, I am not smart enough.
Have you met Tula? I'm only getting so far
Jess
with that.
A person is smart enough.
Oh, thank you.
No, it's too much for me.
I would love to play a metal
really
user,
too. I think it would be
really
fun to play, like, a super, like, compassionate and yet pearl-clutching clergyman. Like, who is constantly accosted with the notion that everyone around him is doing, like, this really heinous stuff that is optimistic anyway. I think that would be a really fun mix.
That's cute.
I feel like you would nail that character too.
Yes, it felt like, oh, I was like, wow, I'm listening to Webby again, but righteous.
I would probably do like a quaver to my voice as the like oh, I've been with the church for many years now.
Yes,
my God.
Oh, you'd kill that character in a good way.
In the same like general.
Mm-hmm. Manifesting.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
I'd want to come back as a squig.
You'd be the cutest little squig.
Oh, thanks.
You'd have the same hair, though.
My head's still a little big. I need a haircut, I think. The kid's it's gotten like a bouncy in the front.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool, though.
Dang, I will say. Forcing yourself to be a non-combat oriented character in a game where most of the dice rolls is combat is a fun challenge.
Yeah. Yeah.
You like consider what I had to do for the last two combats.
I know, right? Like,
yeah, right? Yeah. How many times has Ben just said,
like, told you where to shoot things?
Yeah.
Like,
tell you to do this, or you like charm people to not hurt you.
I really love how many times Ben has said, I don't think I'm doing anything. Nope, yeah. Not doing anything.
I'm done. No, I put in a good effort for today.
Yeah, and you like take a nap. I'm like, wow.
There have been a lot of combats too where Webby will like throw a bomb and then hide somewhere and then just be like, I'm just going to sit here and smoke a cigar for the rest of the combat unless somebody gets hurt, and then I'll run out and try to heal them. And it's like, but that seems pretty good because the bomb already did most of the work.
Yeah, that's... That feels balanced to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Balance ourselves out.
Dan, what kind of character would you love to see? Because you run our games and other games all the time. What kind of class do you, like, rarely see, if any?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I mean, in this game, there's just so many careers that I'm sure there's a bunch I haven't seen. I haven't really seen people do like road wardens or things like that. People don't generally want to play this and be like law keepers unless they're witch hunters. People want to play witch hunters all the time. Yeah. People love witch hunters.
It would be really tricky to do, especially in like a campaign setting, but like trying to do like a pure merchant character would be like a really nice stretch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like in this, there's a lot, but what would I like to see? I feel like it'd be interesting to somebody actually pull off playing a flagellant.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like that'd be really hard to do and not just be completely one note.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That would be hard.
Mm. Or like a slayer, kind of in that same realm where like, yeah, you could play a slayer easily, but like to play a slayer and give them some depth, I feel like would be more difficult. That would be neat to see.
What about like one of those specialized like Olgu caster? How do you say the?
Oh, Olgu?
Olgu.
Casters? Shadow wizards?
Yeah, the gnome shadow mage.
Get out of my house. Turn off your camera. Oh, if I unplug it, you'll just get frozen. You
I'm gonna put you in the pro zone.
You set me up for that one too. Too well.
Where's my super suit?
Where's my super suit? All right. Well, you almost had yourselves a Hellstorm rocket battery, but then Mina blew it all up. It's in a bunch of pieces now.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where I was gonna.
He loves puzzles.
You can see that there were no additional rockets. They shot those first five, and then there were four more. But Webby, give me a trade engineering test, as I'm assuming you're going to inspect the pieces of this.
Yeah, you get three success levels.
So there's some bigger pieces left over, and you realize that this wasn't like built for land war. This was actually affixed in place at some point, and you figure being Nordlanders, it was probably on a naval ship.
Interesting.
Okay.
This was the gun Bruno had ready for us in Nuln that we were on our way for.
Could you imagine Bruno with a Hellstorm rocket battery? He would just carry one rocket around and just light it and then hold the stick out. And, you know, it'd be like a Bugs Bunny cartoon where he'd be all blacked out. But then the rocket would have shot and killed something.
Are all the rockets
exploded? I mean, replaced all the gunpowder with ropes. It would have been a mess.
My God, Jess, you ever heard about that one? Bruno loaded his blunderbuss with rope and then shot somebody with it.
No.
I forgot about that one. It was like, all right, you shoot it. And then a bunch of rope hits this guy in the chest and falls on the ground. And he just goes, what? JB thought it was very funny, and he was right, but in the moment, everybody else was like, what are you doing? We're dying so here.
Oh, he was so stupid. God rest his soul.
Those shenanigans.
Bruno, not JB. JB's still alive.
Is he?
I'll tell you this, everyone, as he's picking through the pieces and kind of, you know, throwing them every which way. This weapon did not originate anywhere close to here. This was definitely used on a ship of some sort before it got hijacked or traded through the black market to end up on in Nordland hands.
Your captive speaks up and she's like, oh yeah, Sepp stole it from a ship.
I meant to ask you how you spelled the name before.
They swim out there? What do you mean they stole it from a ship?
He was part of a crew on Queen of Tides. And he was able to convince them to come with us and shoot down the Baron.
Why are you saying that so nervously?
Because I don't want to die right now.
Can I make an intuition on that?
Make an average.
4, positive.
Yeah, she doesn't really want to tell you this stuff, but you get, she's like trying to think of anything she can to like give you information to let her live, basically. She's panicking.
How did you get this thing here?
There's a cart over there, some horses.
Ooh, horses.
Where are you supposed to follow up with your contact?
This is for the glory of Nordland.
That's it.
What does that mean?
It means either she succeeds and we die, or she loses and she dies.
Well, it was nothing personal against you. I didn't know Zeus was going to be there.
I get that, but like, why would the Nordlanders want to shoot us down? Because the Baron.
Because the Graf wants to keep Nordland part of Middenheim, and
you want to be separate.
We've been our own people before.
And you want to be again?
Yeah.
Okay.
That seems reasonable.
Yeah, it's eminently reasonable. None of us are connected to the Graf in any sort of way, so I totally get it.
So, but what... You realize that this is not... Like, the Graf is not in that airship, correct?
Yeah. It says it right there, and she points at the paper that you have.
Oh yeah, we should read that for the people. Who has it still up? I did not.
Baron Heinrich Tugendheim and the Graf's agents shall cross the mountains 1 or 2 days from now, taking this route across the sky. Bring him down and all Nordland shall sing your praises. I have to imagine, even if you were doing it for the glory of Nordland and not money or anything, you'd still have a way to contact to say, hey, the job is done.
I'm sure word would spread if...
How are you getting paid?
He paid us up front.
Damn. It's a really airtight alibi.
Breedorn is going to hold a hand out.
And she's like, she takes off her cap.
She can't. She's entangled.
What's the duration on this spell?
I didn't write that part down.
Is it even a real spell?
Yeah. I made a deal for it.
Green Warden, give me an...
Duration is special.
Average lore beasts.
You got to wiggle out of it.
Special.
0 negative. Rolled a 72 on a 71.
She's wearing a cloak of a particular skin that you don't quite recognize, but it's not like a forest animal.
What?
Mina would have no idea if it's like a seal skin or something.
Oh. He paid you in clothes.
No, he paid us in coin, but...
And then you bought clothing?
No, my obsessed with clothes. No, I mean, we spent it all on the way here drinking.
That seems responsible.
What's your cloak made out of?
My cloak?
Yeah.
The seal skin?
What's that?
The seal?
Yeah.
Skin.
Oh.
It makes for a good cloak because they're fuzzy and they got a bunch of blubber, so it keeps you warm.
It's not a riddle, Lucky.
No, the seal is what, like when you are canning your goods, you want the good seal.
Yeah, or like on a letter, like the wax, yeah. Like, okay.
What? No.
What's blubber, though?
A seal.
Blubber.
Is what you do to a baby's belly, like.
Oh, yeah, okay.
No, that's a raspberry.
Green Warden is going to...
raspberries are red.
Green Warden is going to leave, and as she does, she's going to kick this person in the leg where she shot her.
Northlanders are idiots.
Once she says it's seal skin, it's really hard to say. Green Warden's like, oh, that's what it is. It was like just on the tip of your tongue. Especially being from the Laurellorn, you may have spent time on the coast. Maybe you've seen seals before, but the rest of you, it would be, you know... Like somebody talking about a lion, be like, what is that?
You lion.
But yeah, she cries out when you kick her.
Green Warden.
I'm gonna turn around and go rifle through the bodies to see if there's anything good in their jackets. Papers, money, symbols.
They got leather armor and hand axes as their trappings.
Dumb. I leave it all there because it's useless to me.
The guy that you shot in the mouth has leather armor, a cutlass, engineer's kit, telescope, and pistol with 3 shots. Roll me a d6.
Me?
Yeah.
Shoot. What am I going to accidentally do here?
How many?
4.
Pistols do you have now, and how many would you have after?
Telescope is broken, ruined by the explosion.
I have 6. I could have 7. I was going to try to take the telescope. I'm so mad that it's broken.
Well, yeah, be mad at Jess. She's the one that rolled a 4.
That's what, you know?
Listen, you can't be great at everything.
Look, I could still take a broken telescope and look super cool up in that airship being like, oh, yeah.
And it's like crooked.
Doesn't matter.
I was going to have 5 or 6 be the pistol because there's only 5 things. And I was hoping you'd roll that so you wouldn't have another pistol. Like, as the party.
Dadgum.
I think we got everything we need out of this guy, yeah?
This lady, yeah.
We got a
name,
we got a map we can bring back to the graph.
Mm-hmm.
So, Night Panther, Mina, do one of you guys want to use her for practice, or can I?
What do you mean?
That you're not part of this discussion, honey. Mina?
I feel like I'm at the center of it.
I'm good. I said I would defer to Virnin, so I will abide by that.
Yeah, she gave us the information. That was the deal, right?
Viren grabs her like by the back of her shirt and lifts her up off the ground. Not like all the way, but like lifts her up to her feet. And he's like, she's an enemy of the state. We need to bring her in.
Okay. Come along, little lady.
Fair enough.
What is your name anyway? But she says, I'm Nielsa Clammer.
That sounds made up. Nielsa Clammer.
Like Bethan?
That's such a made-up name. Look at the pie cart.
So you head back to the ship?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Back to the Skywolf.
Whee!
The Giggle Ball.
The Giggle Ball.
One question about this map.
Yeah?
I noticed there's this little red fort, something in the mountains over there. Where the blimp was going past, what is that supposed to signify?
I assume that's the picket, right?
Or was it the
brass keep?
The place that we came from.
Oh, above where the blimp is in the drawing?
Yes.
She's like, I don't know exactly. There's a road leading to it, though. Yeah, you would figure it's probably the brass keep and the picket as a reference. Because you followed that road. And she followed 2 of the roads on this map. The one going to the southeast and the one going to the northeast.
Fair enough.
All right, yeah, let's get back on the ship.
Back on the flying boat. Back on the flying boat. We're on the boat and it's flying. Oh, that's not the map I wanted.
That is definitely not the airship.
That's not the map I thought of. Where's the map of, like, around?
Oh my gosh, are there, like, stocks on this boat? Is there, like, where we can, like, properly lock her up? Or do we have handcuffs or, like, a...
Or a brig?
Oh, throw in the brig.
Do you have manacles as a...
Does she have manacles? Of course she does.
We know how good of a witch hunter she is, so...
She's very good. She didn't even need it. She's so good at interrogation, she didn't even need a torture.
Right?
That's high level.
Can you imagine doing drawn by horses, somebody from the back of a blimp?
They don't have thumbs. Come they can't on. Draw at all.
I don't
Idiot.
Have manacles. I have needle nose pliers, though.
Oh, do you really? Mm-hmm. On your character sheet?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
That's a little messed up.
I think it's one of the trappings for Witch Hunter, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's like one of my torture tools.
That's awful.
You gave them to me.
Witch hunters don't take prisoners. Why would they need manacles?
I know.
You just rope them to a stake and burn them.
Hey, I'm surprised I don't have more incendiaries on my sheets.
The Webby keeps blowing them up.
Well, less work for me. Burr, burr, burr. That's why I haven't caught a witch yet. Webby keeps blowing them up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very efficient.
There's still that one witch that got away, though, in the sewer. After we fought them rats.
Oh, yeah.
He's still out there somewhere. Sometimes I look up at the stars. And I think, I wonder if he's looking at these same stars. But he's probably not because he's in the sewers.
One of my trappings was instruments of torture. And so I put needle.
Oh. What witch in the sewers?
The witch that was with them, with all them rats, and he got away. He was down the thing, and then we threw the bomb, and
he didn't get blown up by the bomb. Oh, Vizier Bar.
Vizier Bar.
I think you figured out who he was.
Who was he?
Vizier Bar.
Oh, Vizier Bar.
If you didn't, maybe I'm giving you information you shouldn't have.
Vizier Bar.
His face is a tube, but Vizier is a bar.
Mm-hmm. He's not a big truck.
What?
It's a series of tubes.
I don't know what's happening right now. The next 2 days of travel on the Sky Wolf is relatively peaceful.
Relatively?
Yeah.
Relatively, you and I are on the same ship.
What have I done ever?
Existed.
I have done that.
Ouch. I do it real loud.
I do that.
Do.
Don't explode my bladder. 2 days
in the air, that's like 7 days on the land, right?
Yeah, it's much faster.
That means definitely enough time for an excursion. What are they called?
Endeavor. That's a great point, man.
No, you need 7 days. Endeavor.
And it is endeavor time. What are we doing with our endeavors?
Nothing. 2 days isn't enough for an endeavor.
I think we just determined that if you get the ratio correct, it's 7 days on land.
But you're not on land.
What's an endeavor?
Oh.
You'll never know.
It's true, I'll never know.
This party is endeavored. It means we will never be able to endeavor.
Thank you, Tim.
Endeavor, it's like a between adventures thing you can do. You need at least a week to do it. And it typically gives you some kind of bonus in like the next thing that you do.
Gotcha. Or you can like train an animal. You can do a bunch of really awesome stuff with it. And
like bears?
Like bears.
You can just ply your trade in the city to gain some money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Griggs used to be scared of guns. Now he's not scared of guns nor magic. Got rid of his skittish.
He's trained.
That's just because you stuffed him.
No, I didn't stuff him.
You sure? Because I thought he was right there.
No, that's Griggs' girlfriend.
Yeah.
Greggs.
Griggs is around here and he's got a male shirt on.
Yeah, he does. He's one of the boxes over there sitting on top.
You put him in a box?
Yeah. Jeez.
Well, he moved.
Jeez.
Almost a year ago.
What has Griggs been doing this entire time? I'm assuming he's just flying around.
He's a familiar. He's only there when we remember that he is.
I remembered. What's he doing?
I remember that he's there, but every time I remember, then he just gets mad at me for talking or something. And then he goes over and hangs out with Mina or a horse or you for whatever reason.
It's one of my favorite things to do to you.
Yeah.
Griggs is the best.
Oh, Griggs is doing his best impression of Princess Donut and just hanging out on Lucky's shoulder.
Mm-hmm. I remember that. From Skyrim. No? World of Warcraft? Oh, okay.
Skyrim?
Yeah.
That's really far off.
Is it Princess Donut?
I don't know. I didn't read that book either.
Oh my god. But while you're traveling, you do notice over the next overnight you have that there seems to be a fair bit of fires.
At night or during the day?
In the mountains.
Is it at night? Like, is it getting darker? Oh. You can see this.
Like people camping?
That seems normal. No. Oh. I don't think there's any cause for concern. People have fires at night.
Everybody give me a average navigation test.
Come on, scroll.
+4.
Nice.
-1.
+5.
Whoa. Is that a no from Webby?
Oh, that's in -4. Thank you for asking.
Green Warden and Mina realize that you are currently going past Hohenfart, and the entire town is ablaze.
Wasn't that on fire the last time we went through? I thought we had fixed it.
No, this is the town that was deserted, yeah?
I don't think we ever went to Hohenfar. I think we just talked about it a lot, right?
We stopped overnight here.
Oh, we did.
Was that the place that we left the reformed member of the Yellow Fang to recuperate?
I want to say that was Fernlink's Tower or Lindenheim. I feel like that was further along. I think you met her in Hohenfart.
What did we do in Hohenfart? Anything criminally liable?
I don't think so. I think it was actually a chill. It's either where you got ambushed by the Skaven or nothing happened.
Nothing happened. It was a cute farming village with a farming stand.
I mean, I'm not super bothered by some one horse town going up in flames.
We left Ariana Moose at Lindenheim.
Ah, it was Lindenheim. Raina Moose.
Oh, I wrote A. Oh, Raina.
Arena.
A. Raina Moose.
Just you left one of them.
Yep.
I mean, safe to assume they're not going to let us stop and save a bunch of people from dying from fire, so.
Hufflehuff was the one that had the ransacked monastery.
Ah.
Mm. That means it's
strange. I don't see the percentage. You're not helping out anyone going for it.
The Baron looks over the side and he says, while this is a travesty, we need to move. We have a very important information to bring to the Graf.
Yeah.
It pains me to see the people of my land suffer like this, but I generally don't think there's much we can do anyway.
Tough stuff, Hohenfort. Get good next time.
We'll be in Middenheim tomorrow. Probably mid-afternoon.
I just wrote Nabi. Hohenfort on fart. and I almost wrote it again. Jesus Christ.
The best name of a town ever, Hohenfart.
I was actively thinking, why would they name it Hohenfart when I wrote it?
I don't know. I know when we were there, I asked if anybody would like know of a more accurate pronunciation of it, because by spelling it looks like Hohenfart, and nobody said anything, so I'm going to assume we've been saying it right the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Green Warden cries no tears.
Poor Hohenfart.
The next morning, you're able to sleep on the boat. Is anybody down wounds? We can just say you're back at full from a few days of rest, and you'd be able to get some medical treatment from all the various people that know heal. If you wanted to talk with Nielsa anymore, you could as well. She's just kind of like tied to a hot pipe, so she can't go anywhere.
I'm just going to talk to John a whole bunch about what college was like.
Mm. She likes talking about her college days.
I like hearing about wizard colleges a lot.
So that way you can talk about it and sound more like you know what you're talking about?
Well, maybe one day I go to college. That'd be kind of cool.
That would be cool.
Then I won't have to do all the other stuff no more.
What other stuff?
Talk. Don't worry about it.
Don't have to worry about all your fake licenses.
Yeah. What if I had a real one? That'd be kind of cool.
And then Mina almost certainly wouldn't kill you.
That would heavily increase my chances of being killed by Mina. Like, aggressively.
Yeah.
So the next morning, as the sun is rising and the lanes are getting brighter, you won't even need the test. You can very clearly see there's like a long line of refugees making their way to Middenheim. On your way out along this road, you encountered a few here and there. But now it looks like the entire countryside is making their way to Middenheim.
Yikes.
Would any of them be Cardsburgers?
I mean, there's no way to tell from here, but...
But is there a chance that some could be?
Could be, for sure.
So there could be like a long line of Cardsburgers just trying to get free?
Stop it, Tim.
There's a long line of Cardsburgers. That's all because of me. It's been a while since we've quoted Cake on here.
It has been.
For those that are like, what the hell are they talking about? But yeah, you see that there's all kinds of people making their way to Middenheim slowly. As you get closer to the city, Nabi explains that he can't dock anywhere in the city. There's no place for the dirigible in there. So he's going to have to land outside of the city. And as he's bringing it down, you see that by the base of each of the viaducts that aren't destroyed, there's separate shanty towns that have popped up since you left.
Aww. Is there not a way to like drop us off inside and then you go park it?
No.
I'm not paying the taxes again to get in.
I don't think you'll have to. The writ that we're agents of.
Oh yeah, we don't got to pay that no more because we got that paper or whatever.
Okay. Heinrich's like, don't worry about the taxes. I'll make sure that none of us have to pay.
It's like $2.
Oh, so we ride in with you.
We can venture in together, yes.
Okay, cool. That'd be cool.
Entourage.
Yeah, so there's the four of you, Bors, Shasta, Heinrich Todbringer, Viren Thugenheim, and he's got like the Nordlander, like she's like bound by the wrist and he's got her like by a rope and he's kind of bringing her along. Jonna Eberhauer, the deputy high wizard. And I think that's it. The dwarves stay on the blimp to do repairs.
Bors' corpse, probably.
No. Just a regular Bors.
I said Bors.
Yeah.
And Shasta. He's kind of claimed Shasta as his own, essentially. It's kind of her. She's kind of his pet goat now.
Mina's insanely jealous.
That must suck to have something you love bond with somebody else.
Right? Like
as we're exiting the ship, I'm interested in how Green Warden is taking to dismounting from a sky blimp thing that she very much did not appear to want to be in.
And you have to climb down like a swaying rope ladder too. Like it can't actually land on the ground. It just gets as close as it can before the dwarves can, like, tie it down. Big ol' spikes.
Spikes?
How does she behave? Is there, like, a sigh of relief on being on terra firma, or...?
She's the first one to get off the ship.
Jess just rolled something for her.
I rolled two things for myself. Climb test, positive 2. Cool test, positive 3. She's the first one off the ship, and she does it well and quickly.
Do you kiss the ground?
No, she does not kiss the ground.
Green Warden, I got
Why are you guys fighting?
Is it that it's heights? Is it that it's on a contraption that isn't a horse? Is it...
It's that wind? If something shot it out of the air, we are dead.
Okay, so if, hypothetically, you were flying some sort of winged animal, you would have the same issues. It's not an animal versus machine thing.
Correct.
Good to know.
It is, and if you fall far enough, you will die. Doesn't matter how tall it is, you will probably die. Fall damage kills us all. We know this. She knows this implicitly.
It comes for all of us. The great equalizer, gravity.
Right. Ooh, gravity.
Not to be confused with gravy, which is delicious. It's one gravy of my favorite food groups. Is gravy.
Broth.
I mean, I like meat and potatoes too.
Syrup.
But I discovered like a kind of spicy gravy that they serve with a grain here during the festival. It's delicious.
Oh yeah, they got some curry.
Will we be able to just go right into the gate? Because I would much prefer a short walk to a long line.
That was good.
That was good.
That was really good.
I didn't have an opportunity earlier and it was burning a hole in my brain.
Let me see if I can find the scene I had made for this forever ago, just to give Jess more of an idea of what this looks like. So this is the viaduct. Reminder, Middenheim is situated a mile across on top of a flattened mountain. It's basically just a big old plateau. And when
disgusting,
yeah, way, you know, hundreds of feet up from the forest around it, but around the time of the Empire's founding over 2000 years ago, they built one of Sigmar's best friends, Pendrag, designed the viaducts that are basically super long bridges that kind of wind their way up to the top of the Falschlag Rock. It's the only ways really the only ways in and out of the city. There are like chairlifts you can take. You can sit on, you know, like those the rides where you like sit in a chair and it's got the chains going up and then it slings you around.
The swings, yeah.
It's kind of like that, but it just goes all the way up the side of the Falschlag. You could take those up if you didn't want to walk up the viaduct.
No. We just discussed my dislike of heights and the inability to control the fact that I would die if I was shot out of the air or dropped.
You're right, and it'd just be a couple of whoever humans up top hauling on a rope. There's a great picture from the Power Behind the Throne book that shows that, and there's a guy on the chair who's like almost falling off because he's trying to grab his loot that he dropped.
As we walk across this horrid man-made structure that is still many, many feet above the ground, Green Warden is not hiding her disgust or dislike or displeasure of any of it. There's no green here.
Imagine.
I will have to check on baby Carl when we get back. They grow up so fast.
You do all spring up like weeds.
I've known him for like 2 whole weeks.
There's the
yeah, she's trying to adopt little things.
The moon rings.
It's not a loop, it's a little harp. What is that called?
Loops are strong.
Little harp. A lyre?
Yes. Like the hand-held one.
Yeah.
The curly ends. Yeah, it's a lyre. That's a great picture. And who the hell would ever...
Right? That looks so terrifying. I would just probably pass out. I don't like heights, and dangling by a little rope in a chair like that for hundreds of feet. No, thank you.
Yeah, who can tell when that rope's just going to give way?
Yeah, right.
What's under the viaduct? Is it water or ground?
Ground.
Ground.
There's no like moat or anything around Bindenheim.
Okay. It's just death at the bottom.
Just death.
Water or ground would be death from that height.
Correct.
Everybody give me a difficult minus 10 perception test.
Why do you make us have to look at things? I'm not good at it.
You're welcome.
Plus 2.
Oh my gosh, why is this so hard?
It's difficult, he said. It's not hard.
Yeah.
Lucky?
Minus 3.
Webby?
Minus 1.
So, Mina's the only one that notices when you get to the base of the viaduct, you're able to kind of just basically walk right past the line of people. Baron Heinrich just walks at the front of your group, you know, chest up, looking as regal as possible. But I mean, you hear people like whispering like, oh my God, it's the Baron, blah, blah, blah. People, and you know, after a little while, you start to hear people like the announcement of it kind of gets ahead of you guys as people like whisper it up the line. Mm-hmm. And there's like this slow, like applause starts to build.
Love him.
And you get to the base of the viaduct. Everybody else might be a little maybe overwhelmed with the people starting to like cheer and whistle and clap. Mina, you notice he's talking with one of the guards. You figure just to be like, hey, we're just gonna go up because I'm the Baron. And you hear the guard say a little bit louder than Baron Heinrich is speaking. And you hear him say, arrive without warning, something of an imposition. You reckon they must be getting desperate down there if they resort to this sort of thing. And you see the Baron just kind of nod. He looks a little exasperated. And then he kind of waves you all on. And you're able to make your way up the viaduct without paying any taxes.
I'm going to try to nudge Mina so that she's walking almost in step with the Baron. It's better if it looks like she's in the front with him.
Mm.
I would like to take the opportunity while we're going... through all the crowds of people, if there's any aggressively destitute families
it's
or people
really
with
high, honey.
People with young kids or things like that, I would like to like kind of as we go through, just kind of slip them some coin.
That is so cute.
This is like his thing.
In all honesty, that is like adorable.
Yeah.
Green Warden ignores you entirely.
I mean, you could. You'd have, depending on how picky you're going to be, like you could do that with virtually anybody
I assume. So I'm looking for exceptions to the general relativity of the destitution.
So totally up to you how much you want to effectively spend here.
Like 3 or 4 gold worth of silver for sure.
You're here now, silver.
Yeah. I've learned my lesson in handing out gold, and that it has people fight each other, and I don't want to make things worse.
When did that happen?
Wittgenstein.
Yep.
Oh, right. You like started a mini riot.
Yeah.
With golden potatoes.
I would not like to repeat that.
No.
I've run into that wall a number of times, I think.
Give me, do you want to try to do this like slyly? You don't want to see, you don't want people to see that you're just handing out money, right?
No, that's actually not my concern. My concern is that I don't want the people that I'm trying to help to get targeted by others around them. I see.
All right, give me an average stealth or sleight of hand test. I don't think you have
absolutely hand, so. Stealth because.
Oh, shoot. That's right. You're going to destroy this test.
It's good. It didn't destroy it, but 3.
Okay, that's still good. Yeah. So, yeah, you're able to hand off as much money as you want to spend off your sheet.
Yeah, a quarter of it.
Wow. Sounds like a lot of money. You make a lot of people happy.
And
fill your resolve.
It's full, but
I was trying to be nice.
No, I appreciate that. I'm going to make a if you'd allow me to make like a general charm test to do kind of like winks and stuff. Absolutely crush that one. That's a 15.
Nice.
What?
So if they do find me attractive.
By the way, I'm Jerry.
And it's Jerry with a J and not an L.
Vote for me, Jerry Crump.
Not an L. That was really
I love good. This mental image of us walking into the city, this ragtag group following the Baron, Mina at his side.
But I'm like limp running.
Yes.
I can't keep up.
Well, you look like a bodyguard who's been through some shit to protect this dude.
Yep.
And you're like dragging this prisoner in. Lucky is like on the edges being like, yes, we are wonderful people by handing out good things. And Green Warden's just behind you all.
Scowling.
Tall as anything, completely scowling. And then there's Webby.
I'm pushing Mina to keep up with the Baron so that it looks good for PR purposes.
Yeah, I know. And I can just imagine you doing it with this, like, mustached cigar trundle shove of, like, I'm small, but I'm doing a thing.
I'm definitely like tapping out the edge of my stogie and putting cigarette smoke on any number of destitute refugees, after which Lucky is like apology handing out silver to them, being like, I didn't mean to, he doesn't mean it, it's not personal, it's just
undoing all the way.
We don't do it for the resolve, we do it for the love of the game.
Love the game. Mina, roll me a d20.
Man, why do you think I got one of those?
Reroll 15 plus.
A d20. I rolled a 3.
Okay.
Is she rerolling the 15 plus because it's exploding? Or because you want it to be a number that's 14 or under?
Because there are 14 possibilities here. So a d12 wouldn't do it.
Okay.
So while you're making your way up here, people are talking. Normally I'd have you guys do like gossip tests, but I think it'd be super, you're walking past hundreds of people. You're going to hear people talking and you catch somebody talking about how there's going to be trouble down in Ubersreich. The young Freuds are recruiting troops and planning to take the town back by force and damn the Emperor. If the North succeeds, the Emperor's word will lose all its power and the South will probably fall apart. So you'd probably be aware of when you were spending a lot of your time in the Reichland, you would have heard about Ubersreich and how, like, out of nowhere, the Emperor sent troops there and, like, took the city from the ruling family, the young Freuds, and basically forced them all out and created this huge schism in Ubersreich. And everybody was like, what the hell?
That's why there's so many adventures in Ubersreich.
There are that. There's 3 whole books of them.
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
Green Warden, roll me a d20 and reroll 3 or 15 up.
9.
They're not numbered. They're just listed.
There's little skulls as bullet marks.
That's annoying.
Bullet points.
Yeah.
And I had to zoom in quite a bit to read it. All right, you hear... Whether you care or not is up to you, obviously. Among people whispering, is that an elf? You hear people talking about how the relations between Middenland and Stirland are uneasy. Sterland is a center of Sigmarite belief and has made strong representations to Middenland over the persecution of Sigmarite priests here. The Grand Duke Leopold von Bildhofen of Middenland treats these complaints with barely disguised contempt. His public pronouncements are that he knows nothing of any attacks on Sigmarites.
I don't care at all.
So you just hear these things and you're like, yeah, whatever, stupid human religions.
Human squabbles.
Webby, roll me a d12. And now we're down to 12 possibilities.
Six.
I kind of want to leave that whole pause in because
I was like, wow.
I didn't have a D12, so I had to look up D12. Apparently that's a thing that isn't just a die on the internet.
I thought that's exactly what was happening.
That's exactly what was happening.
Oh, but you said
I
six.
I hated it all.
Yeah.
I started to count to nine for some reason. You hear people talking about how the cult of Ulrich has chosen Emil Valgier as the new R. Ulrich. This is one in the eye for the Sigmarites. Emil's no milksop. He won't brook disrespect of our traditions.
Can you say that last name again?
Emil Valgier. I will put the name in.
And they picked Emil Valgier as what?
Like a spit in the eye towards Sigmarites because he...
No. What's his title now?
Oh, the R. Ulrich. So he's the head of the Church of Ulrich. The last R. Ulrich, you kind of accidentally forced to resign.
Because he was naughty.
Yeah, he was breaking the rules.
Webby snorts in derision because it's barely even a real cult. They don't rip out their teeth. They don't summon tentacle things.
They didn't have a color.
Lame.
Lucky, you want to give me a D12 roll?
No, but I'll give you a D8 and a D6.
That's the same thing. 14.
I picked 3.
9.
I picked 9. Picked 9. Don't say 6.
It also discounts the possibility of rolling a 1 if you do 2 dice.
Yeah, just roll a d12.
1.
Fine, whatever.
I don't have a d12.
Now you don't have to count. No, just go with 1.
How do you not have a D12?
We play with Shaper, he takes all my extra dice and he puts them all over there and now they're gone. I don't know where they are, man.
He didn't even roll the right dice anyway. He was rolling Blood Bowl dice last time. I know,
so it kind of adds insult to the whole thing.
That sounds like his shtick. You hear people talking about how the Graf, Boris, has declared himself the Wolf Emperor, reviving a centuries-old title. It's a sure sign that the North is breaking away, and not before time. Those pampered fools in Altdorf have had their way for too long.
Go for him.
I have a question.
Question.
If you were to spell the word trust, C-H-R-U-S-T, would you pronounce it any different?
What?
How do you pronounce C-H-R? It's kind of a T-R sound.
Kra.
What, with the CH?
So you're saying it would still be trust?
That's what I'm thinking.
Or would it be crust?
Well, what would be the difference then between just the CRUST and CHRUST?
I mean, we're talking about English, so we don't need to apply logic.
That's an annoyingly good question.
Where did that even come from? I didn't even say the word trust, did I?
It doesn't matter, Dan. It's there now.
I've been playing Hades, and sometimes you go fishing, and there's a fish that's supposed to say crustacean, but it's C-H-R-U crustacean. And I was like, is that supposed to be trustacean?
Why are you thinking about that?
I don't know why I'm thinking, because I was thinking maybe there's water under the viaduct, and then I got distracted by the rumors, and then
yes,
I was...
It doesn't matter why it's here. We have to engage with it.
You do. I don't. Have you met Greenhorn?
Wait, you don't trust us?
I don't crust us, whatever you're talking about.
It's bothering me. I'm sorry.
It was just so out of nowhere.
Yep.
Sure.
Let's listeners, weigh in when you hear this episode.
Trust. Yeah, the CHR doesn't typically make the ch sound. It's usually like a cr or a tr.
Okay.
Or like, is it prom, like one
prom? I also mentioned for the listener that we didn't cut out any like in between from when he started that train of thought and the previous segment at all.
You know, he literally yeah. just popped out of his mouth.
I'm like, sorry.
It was like as soon as I finished the rumor.
Non sequitur.
I've been thinking about it since the rumor started, but I wanted to see what my rumor was.
Chrysanthemum.
I guess Christian as well.
Yeah, or like Christ.
Yeah.
I appreciate you waited to derail it until everybody got to roll for our rumor.
Well, I was trying to think if I already thought of a solution or not that I forgot about.
God. Trust.
I guess it is just crustacean at the end of the day. I thought it might have been a play on words.
Trustation.
Trustation.
What's the play on words there?
I don't know.
You haven't figured it out yet?
No. That was on the case.
The chase.
Because normally the crustacean craze. Is just craze. C-R. It's not C-H-R.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that's playing off of some kind of like old English spelling.
Well, a lot of the other ones are all like puns and things like that. Mm. So, like, I assume that Hades? Was as well. So, yeah.
Really?
All the fish you catch in the first Hades.
Yeah. Oh, the fish names. Maybe it's a play off of the Latin for shark, Carcharodon.
I think it's Chthonian. They're the Chthonian gods in that.
Cthulhu? What?
Chthonic gods, I guess, is the name they use in Hades.
Interesting.
Well, you can move on. I'm sorry. I didn't.
Yeah, that was a...
That's all I got. I'm spent now.
Episode's over.
I was taking the bike spoke. Like, that, like, completely derailed.
It's not our norm.
Like, you outdone yourself.
Right? It was kind of impressive how well you derailed everything with that. Because it was like, but this is actually a really good, really interesting question.
And maybe that's what it was, is because it wasn't intended to derail. It was something I was actually trying to work through. So
that's really funny.
There's a lesson in there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you make your way up the viaduct. You hear some rumors, people talking about what. There's no way to know what of those things are true or made up or half true or who, you know, completely false. Some of it very well could be true. You don't know. But you get the idea that people are worried. You know, the place is as packed as it was for the carnival, but the mood is completely different.
Why do they all look like tieflings? That dude's got horns.
What are you talking about? Oh, yeah, I just shared a picture from the book of Streets of Middenheim.
Literally everyone's red, and that dude has two huge red horns growing out of his head.
Zoom in, Tim, because I can't do it.
I can't on here.
What are you talking about? Yeah, he's got a feather in his hat. The guy in the front?
Call it macaroni.
I also can't survive.
Yeah, he's got a feather in his hat.
Oh. You and I are looking at different pictures.
No, I'm not. Oh, son of a... That's the picture I just shared.
I don't even see the guy in your picture. Why? Is he a vampire? Does he not have a reflection based on how you're looking at it?
No, what are you talking about? A guy with horns on the archway?
So stupid. Yeah.
That's not a person, that's a statue.
This is not a statue, it's the middle of the road. He's holding like a knife.
What in the world? I'd say ping it, but I can't. The guy that's like in front of stairs?
And it's not showing on the screen. They can't see it at home.
We can't see it here.
What are you talking about?
Look at this guy. It's this demon guy with the horns growing out of his head.
Oh, way over there? What?
It's not on your screen. That's what I'm saying.
That's so weird.
They hit a demon guy on just my screen.
Look at this. This is from the book. There's no guy over here.
Gaslighting, Tim?
I don't know what's happening. I can see none of these screens. There's just yelling.
Wait, hold on. I can fix it.
Print screen.
People at home.
Oh, I just clicked show players again. I didn't mean to do that. All right, one. You can pop it out. Oh, no, it doesn't fit if you go full screen. It just makes it. It's the same picture, it's just mirrored. The guy just has a red feather in his hat.
His demon horns down.
It's the same. Why did they mirror it?
It's a red feather, Tim.
That's so funny. In the journal on Foundry, it's the right way around, and when I click on the click on it to make it a big picture, it mirrors it. I don't know why, but yeah, it's just a guy with a feather in his hand.
Why is all their skin red?
It's not. It's cold out. It's snowing. They probably just flushed.
Because fire makes red things and orange things.
Whatever. I've lost all crust in you.
That was terrible, and I love it. There's so many people here, but it's not happy like it was for the carnival. People are kind of sad. And what's his name? Viren kind of walks alongside Mina when you're like in the middle of this press of bodies. And he just kind of leans over to you and he says, I understand that you are the grass champion, but you're also a Sigmarite from the south, but also from Ostland originally. But people see you as a Southlander, Sigmarite.
Yes.
I understand that Altdorf had sent a delegation here. The High Capitular Volkmar, who is an adjunct to the Grand Theogenist, is in the city.
God bless you.
And we'll find out what that means next time in 320.
Adjunct to the Who's What now?
He's the number two of the Church of Sigmar.
Oh.
I want the audience to know that for all of that, Danny was like looking from side to side, trying to like mimicking what Mina was trying to follow the conversation. And just like, this who was related to this and is related to this, but is also a Southlander, but was originally from Ostland.
I thought that was like funny to keep going.
Yeah.
Mina just like perfectly gave just such a good deer in headlights moment. It was so good.
I wasn't even ready for the God bless you. I was like, she has no idea what was just said right here, but the Gesundheit was just
the good. God bless it you was great. Good.
It's great.
France.
All right, so I have a joke. This is purely for Dan, maybe for Ben and Jess as well. It's a magic joke, and I don't know how to maximize its use yet, but I think it's a post or a video. You've seen all the proxy stuff online, people complaining about people using proxies and this, that, and the other thing.
No.
Online, there's a bunch of people that are like, fuck wizards, proxies are fine, bootleg the game. And then a bunch of other people that are like, these pores keep printing cards. But my counter to it is...
That's absolutely how it looks.
Yes. My counter to it is...
God damn it, cinnamon.
What you should do is just proxy the money to buy the cards.
It's so good.
And try to pitch just print money.
Proxy the money.
And I've been sitting on it.